morning and welcome everybody to Pequot Lakes High School. It's volleyball action on a Tuesday night, the start of a two-match week for this Pierce Pioneer volleyball squad. Maple Lake Thursday at the MAC, but here tonight it's the Patriots and the Pioneers. Hello everybody, I'm Rick Grammon. We are about 10 minutes from start, 5 minutes on the pregame warm-up clock, and then the introductions and anthem and those festivities, and then we'll get going tonight here. As this beautiful facility here in Pequot Lakes hosting the Pierce Pioneers. When we come back, we'll visit with head coach Steph Andries about tonight's matchup and the week ahead for the Pioneers as they get set to go against the Patriots on You Are There Sports.
Good evening, Pierce fans. This is David Rushlow, Pierce Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2018-19 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Pierce High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 15th, the Pierce football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again and go Pioneers.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrup or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 ag baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have ag bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of forage inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show is head coach of the Pioneers, Steph Andries. And coach, back at it here. You come up to Pequot Lakes to face the Patriots. What do you know about them? They're hosting a tournament last weekend, played Little Falls. I mean, a few common opponents, but I think they graduated a lot from last year's squad, too.
Yeah, from what I can remember, they graduated a lot, but we've seen that also this year already, too, and know that just because you graduate a lot does not mean that they come back weaker. So we're looking for consistency on our side and aggressiveness on our side tonight. Less missed serves than we've had the past couple of games, but looking for another good match tonight.
Different lineup, a little shorthanded tonight.
Yeah, we're missing one of our big players tonight, which is okay. We've got some stepping up in the next role, so hopefully the girls can, you know, lead and do what they need to do on our court.
Pulling out five set wins, obviously a positive to get the win, but finding ways to win in tough situations, you know, will build a better things down the road when they do get into tight games. They've been in that spot before. Nice to have those early and come out successful.
You know, it has been. The girls know that they can come out and they can win. We've been practicing on how do we close? Like, what do we need to do in that third set in order to get us to close the game right away and keep our momentum on our side of the court and not let it go? So that's been a main focus in practice this week is what do we need to do to close on our side?
Is an added benefit of going the limit like that stretching it to in-game conditioning?
It has been. The girls, like I said before, they worked hard this summer, and showing that they can go five sets right away in the beginning of the season really says a lot for what they did this summer and how they came into the season ready to play.
With Emily not here tonight, does that put obviously probably an extra load on Amaya to really take control up front at the setter?
Yeah, we're asking a lot from Amaya tonight, but she has stepped up. She has done great in her first year of setting and has continued to improve and push herself in practice and get better every day. So I think she'll step up and she'll do really well for us tonight.
Here in Pequot Lakes, and then you get Maple Lake at home on Thursday. You know, it's a big week for the team. You know, to come out here, play well tonight, and set up Thursday's performance.
Yeah, and we stressed that yesterday in practice. You know, just because it's Maple Lake doesn't mean that, you know, we just don't come out and play. We'll come out and play tonight and use that to our advantage to come into Thursday ready to go and play as hard as we can.
All right, Steph, good luck here tonight against the Patriots.
All right, thanks, sir.
Steph Andre, she's the head coach of the Pioneers with us, joining us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Now that the hustle and bustle of the summer is drawing to an end, now's the time to visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and look at getting that new phone you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and check out all the latest Verizon devices, including the brand new Note 9. With its bigger screen, faster processor, better camera, and longer-lasting battery, it's designed for performance. And when you buy from us, we help you out from start to finish and make sure you get the phone you want and the service you deserve. So visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, welcome back. We are ready to go with tonight's non-conference volleyball matchup. Pequot Lakes and Piers on You Are There Sports this evening. We've had the anthem and the lineups. Let's get ready to serve as the Pioneers in all black, red letters and numerals, trimmed in white, all blue for the Patriots, coached by Chris Ganley, with red Patriots white numbers. Patriots across the back shoulder blades and the white numbers highlighted in red for the Patriots on this Tuesday night. The lineup for Piers, a little different tonight. Emily Dyker home sick, so speedy recovery to Emily. And in her spot, Caitlin Lanners starts, joining Hannah Creek, Ashlyn Libby, Amaya Rushlow, Jaden Shmea, and Jade Porter on the court. Pequot Lakes will serve. It'll start with their libero, Mariah Rickard, left to right. And this volleyball game is about to get underway. It's Libby in the near corner. Middle back is Porter. Far back is Shmea. Creek, Rushlow, and Lanners up front. And the whistle has blown, and here we go. It's underway to Shmea, and nobody home to take the pass. And it's a 1-0 start for the Patriots here in Pequot Lakes tonight. Another serve for Mariah Rickard. Jump serve, and she sends it wide. And the Pioneers are on the board on a miss serve, 1-1. And that'll bring in, and normally it's Emily Dyker who starts the service rotation. And coming in to serve will be Ellie Fisher for her. Fisher off the bench. Also in comes Emily Daler. So the first serve is low and in the net, and that'll turn it back to the Patriots. 2-1 lead for Pequot Lakes. It's a vocal student section, as you can probably hear tonight, in Pequot Lakes. Serving now is Rita Ganley, and it just got over the net. Pioneers will play it over with Daler flipping it across. Now up front, here's a near block attempt, but got through to the back line to Shmea. Sent back over and off a Patriot. A late deflection by Ellie Olmscheid. I don't think she meant to stick that hand out, but so often just that quick natural instinct. And it was headed wide, and she just touched it to alter the course of the ball. And it's 2-2 with a serve for Ashlyn Libby, right to left. Libby down the middle. Played up to the net to Rita Ganley. Tipped across. Dug out by Shmea. Diving attempt. Flipped back over by Daler. Now the Pioneers will set it. Or the Patriots set it up. Blocked up front to Fisher in the back row. Pass back over, but wide by Hannah Creek. And it's a 3-2 lead. Pequot Lakes here in the opener. JV went to Pequot in three games. They won 25-15, 25-13, and 15-7 to sweep the Pioneer JV. Schmea takes the middle back serve. Up ahead to Fisher. Porter on a swing and got it. Jade, I'm not sure she got that cleanly. It kind of spun off her hand. A sideways spin rotation, but it fell right in the middle of the court. And it's 3-3 with a serve to Hannah Creek. Hannah fires it low, and Pioneers fall behind 4-3. That's a couple of missed serves already here, and that has been a bugaboo for the Pioneers, just getting that serve over. And serving now at the is Lydia Hubbard for the Patriots. Hubbard, right-hander. Middle back to Libby. Up to Fisher. Good set for Porter. Jade hit it low. 5-3, Pequot Lakes with the lead in the opener. Another serve for Hubbard. Kirsten Hebler in the back line as the libero. And the serve is to Porter. Up to Fisher. Return back to Jade and free balls it across. Up to the net here. Far side hit running up and Hebler with a dig to Fisher. Middle, it's Schmea knocking it across to Mariah Ganley. Deep hit. Oh, and a change. Boy, the back judge, the line judge, dropped the flag, but you can just see in her mind, she goes, no, I meant to go out, and she's reaffirming her call there. Says, yep, that was long. So it's a point for Pierce, 5-4. Into serve, here's Amaya Rushlow. Rushlow. Good serve, middle back, up to the net, good pass, sets up an attack, blocked off Schmea and down. That'll be a kill for Britt Cratchable. And Coach Ganley will make a change. Phoebe Glenn comes in. Also off the bench comes Chloe Sealing. Glenn will serve. Pioneers down 6-4. Hebler comes up to play it, and they don't get a good second pass out of that, and they end up turning it over. And it's a 7-4 game. Another serve here for Phoebe Glenn, sophomore, into the net, 7-5. Jade Porter now will serve right to left. Jade gets it over, and that is going to drop for an ace in front of the libero, Rickard. 7-6, ace serve for Jade Porter. Pioneers now will serve to tie here in game one. Good serve near back. Up to the net. Big swing. And Russell gets down to play it. Now Lanners will free ball it back to the back line. Up front. Big swing again. Hebler back row off a tip. Her pass sends Amaya underneath the net. The back row pass sailed a little bit, and Amaya tried to come up to the net to play it, but her feet clearly across the line, and it's an 8-6 serve coming to the Patriots with Britt Cratchville back there. Low floater to Schmea, front row. Hebler now over and free balled back over by Libby. Rickard will pass far side, tipped across, and down for an ace. Big hit there. Patriots, 9-6 lead, game one, Pequot Lakes. Again, Piers returns home on Thursday night with the two-time defending Class AA champion Maple Lake Irish on the docket. Libby plays a pass up well to Amaya. Sets it up for Lanners, who sends it over to the back row. Now the Patriots attack. Porter digs but sends it wide. And it'll be a 10-6 Pequot lead. And Emily Diker home ill tonight, so hopefully Emily will recover in time to be back for Thursday's action with the Irish. Here's the serve, and Libby played it. That might have gone long. And Libby then on a pass back hits it into the net, and it's an 11-6 lead. Little service run being put together here by the Patriots' Britt Cratchville. Dug out by Hebler to Rushlow. Back row. Kirsten will pass it into the net. And that's going to be a timeout for Coach Steph Andries. Patriots on a 12-6 lead midway through game one.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emblem Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, after the timeout, a swing is dug out by Rushlow, but wide. Cross-court kill there by Phoebe Glenn of Pequot Lakes makes it 13-6 Patriots. They're on a 6-0 run here. And another serve. Krachival back to Libby. Her pass comes directly back to the net, and it's just pushed right back over with nobody home. Pioneers caught standing there. And an easy point for the Patriots. 14-6. Another serve. Britt Krachival. So often you see teams take timeouts, and that slows the momentum, the whole purpose of the timeout. But so far, Patriots have kept it rolling. There's a swing over by Schmea. Now blocked up at the net, but down off the Pioneer block. Pioneers had Schmea and Lanners up front, but it's now a 15-6 Pequot Lakes lead as they are stretching out their game one lead. Service again. Krachival is long. Good decision by Jade to let that go. She put the arms up but then recognized that it was sailing, and it did go. So it's 15-7 now, and Jaden Schmea will serve from the near corner at the end of the Pioneer bench. Schmea run up, and the serve is a good one, and it is played and out of bounds, but kept alive by the Pioneers. Libby sends it deep and now passed across, and that'll go wide. Sent wide by Mariah Ganley. Oh, great. Thanks. It is a 15-8 lead. Schmea serving. Good serve. Ganley. And now sent deep across by Bulls-Andelshek. On the Pequot Lakes side. From a cross-court swing by Ganley. Dug out by the Pioneers. They're going to have trouble. And it is wide and out. Ball carried right to the tower official there. And they couldn't play the angle inside the antenna. 16-8 lead, Pequot Lakes in the opener. Serving is Kate Bulls-Andelshek. Runs up and low, and oh boy, it hit the tape and just fell over on the Pioneer side, and there's nothing you can defend against that. The net just bowed, and ball just decided to flip over. 17-8. Another serve, Bulls-Andelshek. That'll go way long, out of bounds, 17-9. Libero Rickard back in. Now Emily Daler will return, as will Ellie Fisher. Fisher will serve as Rushlow and Lanners sit. And this is Ellie Fisher serving. Low and in the net. 18-9. Now Pequot will exchange two players. Rita Ganley will come in. She'll go back to serve, and into the front row comes Ellie Olmscheid. Ganley serving. 18-9 Pequot in the opener. High floating serve to Porter. Fisher feeds back. Libby, nice tip. Ashlyn Libby. Little floater with the right hand. Makes it 18-10. And the service will go over to Piers with Ashlyn Libby. Libby serving down eight. Pioneers need to reel the Patriots in here in game one. Knuckleball to Rickard, deep back row, played up to the net. Big swing coming down the side, wide, the flag comes up. 18-11 on a miss hit there from the left hitter. Another serve for Ashlyn Libby. Ashlyn, one step serve. Awkward pass out of the back row, and they're not going to get this over. It was not handled well by Kratjeville. She sent her first pass towards the bench, and that sent a domino effect, and they just couldn't recover. So it's 18-12 now. Pioneers within six. Here's Libby's serve again. Angles towards Kratjeville, far back corner to Ganley. Cross-court winner by Lydia Hubbard. From the left hitter, she sent it cross court with the right angle. 19-12, Patriots to get the side out serve, and this will be Marana Ganley. Right in the middle of the basketball free throw lane, and it's sent right to Jaden Schmea, to Ellie Fisher. Free balled over by Hannah Creek. Up to Ganley in the net. Swung on and tipped by Creek. Back to Porter, and Porter gets the corner. Good feed by Hannah Creek that time. And Jade laced it right down the side into the near side corner. 19-13. Serving now will be Hannah Creek. Pioneers coming off Thursday's 3-2 win at Holdingford. That wasn't decided until a 15-13 game. And there's a miss hit off the libero. Could not get out of the way. She played it off to the side, and it ricocheted off her forearm to the back row for a winner for Hannah. And it's 19-14. Creek to serve again. Hannah fires it across. And Rickard watches the libero, and the referee raises the flag that time long. The line judge brings the flag up, and it's 20-14. Patriots trying to close out game one here. Into serve comes Lydia Hubbard. Nine returning letter winners for this Patriot team. Up to the net, Fisher on a Porter feed. Now Schmea unwinds, but it was tipped and played. Near side, Kratjeville blocked but out by Daler. 21-14 Patriots. They graduated five seniors last year, but nine returning letter winners. So they obviously had a lot of girls see playing time last year. Another serve is played, and Hebler can't play it. It goes into the Patriots student section over there. 22-14 Pequot Lakes. You've got Hebler in the far corner, Libby in the middle back, and the near corner is Porter. Then up front it's Schmea, Fisher, and Daler. They angle it to Libby. Ashlyn pops it straight up where Hebler plays it. Gives Jade a swing, but it's well long from the 10-foot line and out of bounds. And the Patriots now within two of taking the opener. It's 23-14, Pequot Lakes. Serving is Lydia Hubbard. Sends it to Hebler. Up to Fisher. Fisher sends it to Daler, and Daler will push it long. Oh, but somebody came across and into the net. They're going to say Kratjeville got a net violation, so 23-15. And here comes Rushlow, and here comes Lanners back in for the Pioneers. Daler and Fisher will leave, and Amaya will serve. Amaya Rushlow serving. Not much room for error here in game one. Middle back, it's across, up to the net. Fired off of Rushlow, played it to Lanners, and now pushed across by Porter. Back row dig there by Ganley. Big swing, but long. Kratjeville wound up, but too much. 23-16, Rushlow will serve again, right to left. Amaya Rushlow serving. Back row to Mariah Rickard, the libero, tipped deep by Kratjeville to Rushlow. Now Lanners sets. Tipped across. Porter got a winner. Jade with an ace tip. 23-17. Pioneers need to keep plugging away here. Rushlow serving at 23-17. over and up to the net now. Races Rita Ganley. Big swing, and that's a big hit there. Best hit of the night. It's delivered by Kate Bowles-Andelchek of Pequot Lakes. Game point, 24-17. She really got up and unleashed a missile right down the middle of the defense. 24-17, serving for the game is Phoebe Glenn of Pequot Lakes. Libby straight up on her receive to Rushlow. Racing up is Hebler. She pushes it to Rickard. Glenn, big windup and blocked and out. Porter got up to block, but send it wide, and Pequot Lakes has taken the opener. 25-17, the team switch benches and get ready for game two coming up. Pequot Lakes takes the 1-0 lead on their home court.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag. Due to the steel price increases, we have some great deals on in-stock, real tough livestock equipment like cattle chutes and standing panels. Also, it'd be a great time to buy your fencing material, so call Lastrup or Little Rock for prices. We have 5 ag baggers for rent with the ability to make 8 to 10 foot bags. We have ag bags and bunker covers of all sizes, twine and net wrap of various types, and many different brands of forage inoculants for making your forages as well. If there's anything else we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do.
Pioneers trail 1-0 after the Patriots take the opener 25-17 here in Pequot Lakes. Both teams back out on the court. Pioneers now in the court to my left, Patriots to my right. Pioneers line up here in game two. We'll start with Hannah Creek, Ashlyn Libby, Emily Daler, Jade Porter, Jaden Schmea, and serving is Ellie Fisher. Patriots court to my right, Pioneers to my left. Here we go with the opening serve. Fisher gets the whistle, and we're underway, and that's long. 1-0 start, Pequot Lakes. And now they will start their service rotation with Lydia Hubbard, a sophomore. Hubbard over to Schmea. Up ahead, Creek, and that goes back, and Schmea will whack it and get it over. Boy, now the Patriots kind of on their heels. They're going to call a rotation violation. So That'll cost the Patriots a point. Referee will indicate to Coach Chris Ganley what she spotted there, an error in their lineup. So it's 1-1, and now Libby will serve. The libero, Mariah Rickard, checks in. Thursday night, we've got more volleyball for you. Maple Lake in town. Marty Keeble brings his two-time defending champs, and there's a service error for Ashland. 2-1. Patriots with the lead. Now they will sub in. Phoebe Glenn. Chloe Sealing. It is Glenn to serve, right to left. Coach Ganley still with the down official checking on things, on making sure. Now she's going to make a timeout change here to set her lineup. So timeout Pequot Lakes to get their rotation set here. 2-1 lead Pequot early here in game two from Pequot Lakes tonight.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Well, I think they've got things sorted out here now. It's Coach Ganley telling her players where they got to be. More importantly, the down referee telling them where they've got to be. 2-1, Pequot Lakes in game two. We'll have Maple Lake in town for volleyball Thursday and football on Friday night. Don't forget the football annual golf event starts Saturday at the Pierce Golf Course, 11 a.m. start. Come on out and support the Pioneer football program. You're going to get a great commemorative hand towel with a photo of the championship team from last season for the Pioneers as we're underway again. Here's Hannah Creek delivering a near winner. Somehow Pequot gets it over on a scramble. Now Porter sends it deep again. Sealing plays it up to the net, and now Cratchaville sends it up. Ellie Fisher passes for Porter. Tipped and down. Jade has had good luck with that tip tonight. 2-2. Serve now will be Katie LeBlanc coming in. LeBlanc will serve, replacing Hannah Creek in the lineup. 2-2, game two. Top spin serve dug out, and it gets to the net. Cratchaville with a big hit down the sideline, near side from the left side as they hit right to left. And Cratchaville creased one. 3-2. Serving now is Phoebe Glenn. Kirsten Hebler, the libero, jumps onto the court. Pass. The serve is to Libby. Pass ahead to Ellie Fisher. Now Ashley gets it back, sends it back to Rickard, the Patriot libero. Free ball at the net. Hebler back row dig on a swing. Now Porter, there's that tip again, but they did get it back. Now Hebler sends it back over. Patriots set. Cratchaville back corner for Libby. Played up to Fisher. Now Porter will swing away and send long. Just missed it. 4-2, Pequot Lakes in the second. They won the first, 25-17. They had a big run. Pierce was within a point, 7-6, and then a long run for the Patriots kind of put it out of reach. Here's Schmea denied up front. Big block by Phoebe Glenn. And it's 5-2. Right from the middle of the Patriot logo, the bald eagle head at midcourt. Another serve now for Phoebe Glenn, sophomore setter. Up to the net, Fisher. Pass across by Jade, and that's misplayed in the back row by Jenna Elfring. And it'll go over to the Pioneers, trailing by two now, 5-3. Caitlin Lanners and Amaya Rushlow return. Fisher and Daler will leave. Pioneers down two with the serve in the hands of Amaya Rushlow. Rushlow, good pass up front. And good sprawling dig by Libby. Pass back. Schmea keeps it alive. Lanners, though, at a bad angle, can't quite get it up on it to get it over the net. Well, there was scrambling on both sides there, and that time it ends up in the Patriots' favor. 6-3 lead. Coach Ganley now will bring in Maddie Morrison, replacing Jenna Elfring. Serving is Britt Krachewel. Krachewel angles it to Libby. Passes up Rushlow. Tipped back off of Lanners, back row, and passed over to Porter, who sends it up. Now middle, tip and down. Nice tip there by Kate Bowles-Andelchak. She's the tallest girl out there. And it's 7-3, four-point lead. Service again, Britt Krachewel to Caitlin Lanners. Now ahead, Rushlow back sets. Porter is blocked and out. And the Pioneers were underneath the net. It wouldn't have counted anyway. So it's 8-3, Pequot Lakes in the second. Serving Krachewel again. Pioneers need a stop. It was Krachewel that put the service run together in the opener that stretched out the lead, and she gets an ace there. Pioneers let it go between Hebler and Libby, and it dropped about the width of a ball inside the line. 9-3, Pequot Lakes. Saturday, the Pioneers host their annual volleyball tournament as well. And that one is to Hebler on the serve receive. Up to Rushlow. Got a good feed to Schmea. Good dig by Rickard in the back row. Now Krachewel sends it back deep to Kristen Hebler. Rushlow passes left side. Porter whacks away. Rickard digs. Pass up front. Cross court. Was it tipped? No. It goes wide off a swing by Chloe Sealing. Missed it wide right. 9-4 now. Porter serving right, left to right. Porter, Hebler, Rushlow, Lanners, Schmea, and Libby. Here's the serve. Tape and over. Still alive, Rickard. And now over by Maddie Morrison. Porter to Rushlow. Middle for Schmea. Swing wide. Good contact, but just couldn't locate it. Makes it 10-4, Pequot Lakes. Sub in for the Patriots. It's Lydia Hubbard replacing Kate Bowles-Andelchak. It's Bolz-Andelchak, hyphenated last name for that young lady. Here's Schmea, played there by Krachewel. Now swung deep and in. Nice winner there by Chloe Sealing. Pioneers got caught creeping up, and there's not a lot of defense in the back row, and Sealing found a big opening. 11-4 Pequot Lakes. Their libero, Mariah Rickard, a junior, will serve. 11-4. Pequot Lakes grabbing the lead here. Rickard's run up. Fires it. Hebler to Lanners. And now Libby will pass it over. And that is going to be down for a point. Ashlyn Libby gets the point for the Pioneers and the serve back at 11-5. The two frontline blockers for the Patriots went up, and Ashlyn Libby threw him a changeup. He thought she was going to be swinging hard, and she just floated one over their block, and nobody covered behind it. Now Schmea's serve. Jaden, good serve. Back row, Krachewel racing up to play it. Phoebe Glenn. Now Rushlow on the Pioneer side. Hannah Creek with a tip. What a play by Rickard, but they won't get it on the third hit. It would have been a four-hit violation. They just let it drop once they realized that they didn't have the three hits they needed. So 11-6, another serve for Jaden Schmea. Pioneers down a game, and now there's a service error into the net. 12-6, Pequot Lakes. Rita Ganley will come in. She'll go back to serve. We'll see Ellie Olmscheid come into the front line. Talked to the AD here, Mark Helmrichs, before the game. Talked about big game for them football-wise for the Patriots Friday night. They've got Perham in a big game. We've got Maple Lake. So both schools with big games. There's a winner. Caitlin Lanners with a kill from the right side. Got it off the block and down. So it's now a 12-7 score. Ellie Fisher returns, as does Emily Daler for Lanners and Rushlow on the substitution for Coach Steph Andries here tonight. Tennis team is in action today. They're at Pine City. The cross-country teams are running at Mora, so lots of results to get you later on tonight here. Ganley feeds left side, and that'll get down on a kill by Lydia Hubbard. Hubbard makes it 13-7, and now Jenna Elfering will come in on a service substitution. Elfering replacing Maddie Morrison. Right to Porter in the middle back. Fisher races up to play it over. Daler on a free ball across. Patriots setting up now. Ganley, short set and driving it home for the Patriots. Lydia Hubbard, nice short set up there. Set up the point. 14-7, Pequot Lakes in the second. Ganley serving, or excuse me, Elfering serving again. Back row, Daler floats it to the net. Cratcheville passes it right back. Pioneers played it, though, with Daler getting down to get up. Now a Cratcheville swing. Porter able to play it up to Fisher. Now Libby unwinds but long. 15-7. Good effort. Pioneers were covering on defense that time. And it looks like Coach Andries will use a timeout. So each coach with a second game timeout, leaving each with one left. And it's Pequot Lakes 15, Pierce 7 in Game 2.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce. And they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by OND.
All right, after the Pioneer timeout, the serve is delivered, and Daler hits it side into the net. 16-7, Pequot Lakes in the second. Each coach now with one timeout available in the second game. Serving is Jenna Elfering, right to left for the Patriots. Angles to Daler, pass ahead to Fisher. Libby, cross-court winner, Ashlyn Libby from the right side, makes it 16-8. Now Libby's up to serve. 16-8. Pioneers trail here to Pequot Lakes in the second game. They lost the first, 25-17. Good serve. Ganley, back set, and that'll be a winner. That is delivered by Lydia Hubbard. 17-8. Now we see Ariana Murta come in for the first time. She will serve. Also back in is Kate Bulls-Andelshack up front. So Murta serving. 17-8 lead. Good serve. Libby has to dive forward to play it, and it floats across to Ganley. Murta free ball. Cratcheville off a block. Fisher there. Daler on a tip across. Still on the Patriots side now. Cratcheville another tip. Getting down was Fisher that time. Tipped over to Porter. Now whacked over by Hannah Creek, and they say wide. But they're going to say in the net, Patriots. Violation. Point to Pierce. 17-9. Into serve will come Katie LeBlanc for Hannah Creek. 17-9. Patriots with the lead. Good serve, middle back to Murta. Racing up Ganley, and just played over by Bulls-Andelshack. Here's Porter, off the block and down. Porter delivers. Ellie Olmscheid got a piece of that, but too much for Porter's swing to be denied. 17-10 now, another serve for Katie LeBlanc. Katie sends it. Middle back, Murda. Good pass up to Ganley. There's that middle short set to Kratjeville. Porter pushes it over to Kratjeville. They get, again, second point in a row. Patriots are called for a violation in the net. 17-11. Katie LeBlanc will serve again. LeBlanc. Another good serve to Murda. Up in the middle, Kratjeville delivers. LeBlanc has a ricochet off her over the scorer's table. 18-11 Patriots. Now the libero Hebler back in for Katie LeBlanc on the back row defensive substitution. So you've got Ellie Fisher in the middle, front. Jaden Schmea on the far side. Near side front row is Emily Daler. In the back, it goes Hebler, Libby, and Porter. Libby back to Hebler and now back to Ashland on a free ball. Back to Murda. Up to the net. Tipped over by Porter. Played by Murda. Now Fisher. Daler wants Porter on the left side, and she got it. Jade Porter makes it 18-12. Rushlow, and now we see Brakanda Leshinsky coming in for the first time. Rushlow will serve as Daler and Fisher leave, so Brakanda in. Rushlow serving. Amaya serve at 18-12, right over the net. Forces the scramble on here, and they get it over on a free ball. Leshinsky to Rushlow. Now Porter tipped, covered there, but passed back to the service line. Murda, and Kratjeville sends it back to Hebler. Up to Rushlow. Porter again, big unwind. Dug out nicely, back row. Passed over by Murda on a free ball. Rushlow in the middle. Schmea off a block. Got it played in the back row again by the Patriots. Kratjeville to Porter. Up to the net, Rushlow. Here's a swing by Leshinsky, denied. Blocked by Bulls Andelshek. And it's 19-12, Pequot Lakes. Good rally there, one of the better ones we've had tonight. Service now. This is Britt Kratjeville. 19-12, Pequot Lakes in the second. To Kirsten Hebler. Up to Amaya Rushlow. Now Leshinsky. Good dig back row. In the middle. Bulls Andelshek is denied. Up front. Hit across and down. Point off a block. That was delivered by Chloe Sealing, the left hitter. 20-12. Another serve for Britt Kratjeville. Punches it over. Kirsten Hebler races up to play it to Rushlow. In the middle, sent across by Schmea. Sealing, left side, unwound. Hebler with a dig. Rushlow, Schmea, back row again. Now it's set up in the middle by Phoebe Glenn. Blocked, but off Porter. That'll be a winner for Maddie Morrison. 21-12, Patriots with the lead. Service now for Britt Kratjeville again. It just seems like she's able to string together point runs here. Kratjeville serving. Wide. 21-13. That one sailed to the Pioneer bench area that time, off the side of her hand. So Porter will serve. Pioneers down 8 here in the second. Porter. Top spin serve. Up to the net. Glenn. Big hit there. And Kate Bowles Andelshek delivers another winner, 22-13. Hubbard will come in. Bowles Andelshek will serve. Patriots trying to move up 2-0. They won the opener 25-17. They're up 22-13 in the second. To Porter, up to Rushlow, middle for Leshinsky, and that'll be a winner. Leshinsky with the kill. 22-14. Creek will come in. Hebler leaves. And serving is Jaden Schmea. Jaden, run up and delivers. Middle to Kratjeville. Left side, Porter takes it off a hit from Hubbard. In the middle, Hannah, too much or tipped? It was tipped, says the line judge. Patriot blocker deflected it, so it's a point for Pierce, 22-15. Another serve for Jaden. Substitutions, here's Ella Pfeiffer in for the first time. She'll go into the back middle. A lot of different personnel moves tonight for Coach Ganley. Shmaya serving. Rickard, the libero, will receive but send it wide. 22-16. Another serve coming for Jaden Shmaya. Jaden gets the whistle. Runs up and fires it. Rickard, that's a good pass that time to Glenn in the middle. Knocked across to Rushlow. Up to the middle, Leshinsky feeds Creek. Blocked, but into the net, and Hannah gets a kill. We haven't seen a lot of Hannah tonight, but that time she delivered. And the Pioneers are within 5, 22-17. Shmaya will serve and try and keep the run going here. Let's get an ace. Back row, played there by Pfeiffer. And sent deep across where Jade Porter was ready and waiting. Rushlow, that pass floated, and it's tipped right back over. That'll be a point delivered by the Patriots' Maddie Morrison as Amaya's pass went right to the net. Easy play for Morrison. So they're up now 23-17, and they send Rita Ganley out to serve. Ganley serving, 2 points from a 2-0 lead. Short middle to Porter. Rushlow got it back. Now Leshinsky. Leshinsky with a point. Brakanda doing a nice job in her first real varsity action here tonight. 23-18. That's a couple of winners for Brakanda. Daler and Fisher will come in now. Brakanda and Amaya will leave. 23-18. Patriots with the lead in the second. Ellie Fisher serving, the sophomore. Wide left. And it's game point at 24-18. Serving for the game will be Jenna Elfering and Pequot Lakes. Gets the whistle and the serve is delivered. Jaden Shmaya to Porter. One more hit and it'll be free balled over by Ashlyn Libby to the back row. In the middle, Ganley for Cratchaville, and she hammers it home to finish it. 25-18 is the game two finals, and now the Pioneers are in must-win categories. The Patriots race out to a 2-0 lead on their home court.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Hoheisel Spray Foam, Holy Trinity School, Horizon Health, IP Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Johnny C. Sports Bar, Kenko Drywall, Ken's Cans, Kurtz Furniture, Lakes Printing, Lashes Auto Center, Litke's Veterinary Service, Little Falls Radio, Luckner Plumbing, Lloyd Lumber, MP Barrett Trucking, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Modern Farm, Northwoods Gutter, Patrick's Bar, Piers Family Dentistry, Piers Ballroom, Piers Commercial Club, Piers Co-op, Piers Eye Care, Piers Fire Department, Piers Foods, Piers Lions, Piers Sanitation, Piers Service, Piers Subway. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Uni Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
for the best food around. It's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Phelan Meats in Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to Pequot Lakes as the Patriots will have serve to begin game three, and we are underway. Passed across by Schmass, set up Cratcheville, dug out by Porter backline. Rushlow in the middle for Hannah Creek, and that's a winner. 1-0 Pioneers in game three. Now it's the first lead of the night for the Pioneers, and it comes on the first point. Caitlin Lanners now will start at the top of the serve rotation here. Shmaya, Porter, Libby, Rushlow, and Creek out on the court. Near side and a winner. That is delivered by Chloe Sealing. Bulls Andelcheck back in. Now Daler and Fisher return for Piers. Lanners and Rushlow will leave. 1-1 in game three. Patriots have taken the opening two by 25-17, 25-18 scores. Chloe Sealing serving. Up ahead, Fisher, and she lift. That's a rare lift call tonight. I don't know if we've had more than one or two of those called. We go to some matches, and it's almost every other point that gets called. And that time it's against Pierce, so 2-1. Another serve here. Back row, Shmaya. Pass floats, play down, and into the net. Kate Bowles Andelcheck, again, right in the middle, had a freebie, makes it 3-1. This is Lydia Hubbard to serve. Hubbard angles it to Shmaya. Good first pass in the middle. Fisher gives Creek a chance. Blocked, now played to the Patriots side. Near side, back to Fisher. Libby off, and Daler at a bad angle, can't get to it, and that'll be a 4-1 lead for Pequot Lakes. Lydia Hubbard serving again, left to right now for Pequot. Directing the serve to Shmaya. Fisher off target, and it got over, though. Daler able to tip it. Now Ganley to Porter. Her pass floats, gives Pequot a chance to set it up. Bulls Andelcheck drives it off Hannah Creek's block. 5-1. Another serve for the Patriots. To Porter. Now up ahead to Fisher. Daler blocked but played back to Emily. Sent back off balance and one more hit and Cratcheville got it over. Up to Ellie Fisher and her pass brings Ashlyn Libby into the net. And it's a 6-1 start for Pequot Lakes and we might have a timeout here. We do. Coach Andres will use her first. Patriots 6, Pioneers 1 in Game 3.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneers sports booster.
All right, back to action. The Pioneers will get a point off a Hannah Creek kill. Set up by a nice feed from Ellie Fisher. 6-2, Patriots in game three. We're in Pequot Lakes tonight. Back home to the MAC Thursday for the Irish of Maple Lake. Conference action. Pass ahead. Ganley in the middle. Cratcheville. Good play by Fisher to keep it alive. Now Daler. Free ball with her back to the net. Back row to Rickard. Bulls Andelcheck denied up front by Creek, and it's gone wide. Good block by Hannah and Jade Porter, denying Kate Bulls Andelcheck that time. 6-3 with Ashlyn Libby serving. Pioneers need to win this one. They need to win the next one. They need to win the fifth one to come out of Pequot happy tonight. Bulls Andelcheck sends it across to Jaden Schmea. They play it up. Porter rifles one to Rickard, dig by the libero. Back to Cratcheville. Blocked up front and down. Cratcheville got it off the Emily Daylor block that time. 7-3 Pequot Lakes. And in to serve comes Phoebe Glenn. 7-3 Pequot Lakes. Trying to close out a sweep here tonight. Schmea, good pass to Fisher. Her pass though floats, but it's played awkwardly and out by Pequot. 7-4 point as Katie LeBlanc will replace Hannah Creek, and Katie will serve right to left. Some of the young groups are back in now. I think that must be the junior high teams. We're in town here. They just showed up to the gym. Here's a violation by the Pioneers in the net on a swing by Kate Bulls Andelcheck. I think they got Jade in the net. LeBlanc will come out. Kirsten Hebler returns. Pequot Lakes 8, Pierce 4 in the third. Pioneers are down two games. Service here for Cratcheville. Britt to Libby. Now Fisher in the middle. Winds up Schmea. Doug played. One more hit. Cratcheville winner. No, it's not Cratcheville. That's Ganley. Marana Ganley. 9-4. Now Cratcheville to serve again. Pequot Lakes just kept Piers off balance, and there's a floater. Two Pioneers go down to get it. Hebler, and there's a big kill just on the line. Porter, right on the service line, makes it 9-5. The flag dropped. And the side-out serve will go to Piers. And it'll be Rushlow serving. Pioneer Stampede is less than a week away at the golf course. That's Monday. Big day for the cross-country teams. Floater at the net. Porter pushed it over and just flipped over by Caitlin Lanners. Now to the net. Tipped over to Porter. In the middle, Russell gives it back to Jade. Dug out by Cratcheville. Ganley sends it to Hebler. Good pass ahead by Kirsten. Porter jumps and elevates. Kept alive by Libby. And not over. Porter mishit at the net. 10-5, Pequot Lakes in the third. Lydia Hubbard in for Bulls Andelcheck. Their libero Mariah Rickard serving. Up by five. Knuckles it to Hebler, goes down and sends it into the net. 11-5. Rickard will serve again. She's got a lot of steam. See if she throws a different pace on this one. Rickard. Nope. Knuckler and Hebler again has to dive and play it. Back row. Libby can't get it over. 12-5 Pequot Lakes. Kirsten is located in the far back corner. In the middle is Libby. Near side, Caitlin Lanners. Up front, it's Russell, Porter, and Schmea. That one's in the net, and that'll give it a turnover. 12-6 on the service error for Mariah Rickard. Porter will serve. Jade tosses and sends it right back over on her own service error. 13-6 Pequot Lakes. And Rita Ganley comes in off the bench. She's kind of one of their designated servers. You see her get up, you know that she's going to be replacing a server in the rotation. So Ganley will serve to Porter, who sends it backwards. Hebler passes it up front, and Libby can just tip it across. Patriots now will free ball it over to Hebler in the back line. Up ahead, good pass to Russell. Set up Schmea, but blocked it low in the net. 14-6 Pequot Lakes. Another serve for Rita Ganley, a sophomore. Porter, good pass ahead. Russell back sets for Schmea. There's a good hit. Jaden Schmea finishes from the far post. 14-7. Creek and LeBlanc in. Jaden will serve. Pioneers are down 14-7 in the third. They need a big rally here. Jaden Schmea waiting for the whistle. There it sounds. Good serve. Rickard pops it straight up in the air. And Kratjeville from deep free balls it over. Played by Schmea up ahead. Russell wants Creek. Creek delivers. Dugout. Backline serves. Kratjeville. Free ball. No. Ganley didn't get it over. 14-8. Pioneers earn that point. Hannah's hit. Force the defense into scramble mode. Now Schmea will serve again at 14-8 Patriots. Jaden, good topspin serve. Floater at the net. Left hand, Libby, winner. One of those finally goes the Pioneer way. And now Pequot Lakes will use a timeout. 14-9, Patriots with the Game 3 lead on their home court.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back to live action here. The Patriots pick up a point off a middle hit kill delivered by Lydia Hubbard. And they go up 15-9 in the third. They're up 2-0. Serving is Mariah Ganley. To Creek, sends it backwards. Schmea's got to play it and win. Libby can't get it over from deep. And it's 16-9 Pequot Lakes. Ganley will serve again. You got Rita Ganley. This is Marana Ganley. Libby, good pass ahead to Omaya in the middle. Libby races up, tips it across. Kratjeville for Ganley. Big hit. Hubbard again. No chance for Schmea. 17-9 Pequot Lakes. Ganley. That'll go low. Oh, that went long. And now Porter from well behind the line. Got it. What a play. Jade was basically on the out of bounds on the baseline basketball court and just put everything she could into it and got it inside the back line on the other end. 17-10, that's the point of the night for Pierce. Lanners to serve to Cratchaville. Up ahead, Hubbard is denied. There's Hannah Creek with the block of Hubbard. 17-11, Caitlin Lanners to serve again. Good serve up to the net. This will be Cratchaville. She mishit it low. Point Pierce, 17-12. Another serve for Caitlin. Senior outside hitter. Back row to Rickard. Up to the net. Cratchaville delivers one off Lanners. 18-12, Pequot Lakes. Daler and Fisher come in. Lanners and Rushlow will leave. At the service line is Lydia Hubbard. 18-12, Pequot Lakes. Porter up ahead to Fisher in the middle. Creek got an opening and got it. Hannah Creek makes it 18-13, and the side out serve comes to Ashlyn Libby. Libby, Schmea, Fisher, Daler, Porter, and Creek for Piers right now. Mariah Olish on the bench. Mariah had her knee surgically repaired last week, so the healing and recovery and therapy process begins. There's a big block up front by the Pioneers. Patriots will get it back to Schmea, feeding Fisher. Porter comes up, swings and deals. Jade Porter hammers it. 18-14. Another serve for Ashlyn Libby. Pioneers trying to get it to a fourth game. One at a time. Libby serving, down four. Far back to Cratchaville, to Ganley, back to Cratchaville. Tip denied by Creek, played to Daler. Now to Ellie Fisher. Porter again, got it. Jade Porter makes it 18-15. Both coaches have used a timeout, one remaining apiece. Pioneers within three with Libby serving in the third. A must-win game for Piers. Libby sends it over, middle back. Up to Ganley, feeds Cratchaville. Good dig back row by Schmea. Passed over and dug out by the Patriots, but into the net. That was a little dump pass by Porter. And it's 18-16, and now the Patriots have used their second timeout. Piers within two on another timeout.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
After the timeout, Ashlyn Libby delivers a service winner to make it 18-17, and now serving for the tie. Libby. Far back, up to Ganley. Cratchaville sends it over to Schmea. Fisher races over, gives Porter a swing. Porter long. 19-17, Pequot Lakes in game three. Phoebe Glenn back in. Chloe Sealing back in. Ganley and Morrison sit at the line is Phoebe Glenn. 2-point lead for the Patriots. Glenn to Porter. Hannah Creek. One more hit for Fisher, and she'll get it wide. 20-17, Pequot Lakes. Phoebe Glenn, a second serve now. Here's Phoebe serving. Over! Wow, that's one of those tape and rollover jobs. 21-17. Now the Patriots have pushed that lead back to four. 21-17, Glenn rips it across and a winner. 22-17. Another serve coming for Phoebe Glenn. So after the timeout, Patriots have regained now a five-point lead, and they only need three more to close this one out. Glenn serving. Good serve. Schmea, good pass up to Fisher. Porter tips it over, pushed right back at her. Now Daler tips it across. Glenn for Cratchaville. Cross court wide into the Pioneer bench. Point for Pierce, 22-18. And now Katie LeBlanc will come in to serve. Pequot Lakes 22, Pierce 18 in the third. Katie to serve. Middle back, Rickard. Good pass up. Glenn, and from the back row, just finding an opening for the winner was Marana Ganley. 23-18 Patriots. Kirsten Hebler back in. Hebler will serve, or excuse me, Hebler into the back left. And also up front now for the Pioneers coming in for the first time is Amber Waitala. Amber Waitala checks into a front row spot. She'll get a chance here and pushes it across. But the Patriots will send her back and in front of Hebler, and it's match point. 24-18, Pequot Lakes. And serving for the match is Britt Cratchaville. And there it comes to Libby. Porter will fire away, and it's wide, and there's the final. Patriots sweep the Pioneers tonight. 25-17, 25-18, 25-18.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow, Piers Activities Director. We are very excited to get the 2018-19 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers High School activities. We as a school are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out the action. Reminder, Saturday, September 15th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again and go Pioneers.
The purple and gold are hitting the gridiron again, and now is the time to upgrade your TV so you won't miss any of the action. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. For the ultimate football experience, stop in and check out our huge selection of TVs. You won't believe the picture you get on an LG OLED TV. You'll think you're actually out on the field. Plus, we offer delivery and setup, so you don't have to worry about a thing. If you're ready to upgrade your TV this football season, stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Kenco Drywall and Piers says, good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Welcome back to Pequot Lakes, where the Patriots sweep the Pioneers tonight by scores of 25-17, 25-18, 25-18. There just wasn't a whole lot of flow tonight for the Pioneers, as I think they had just one lead. That was 1-0 in game three. They did have a good spurt midway through game three, closed to within one, but in the end, too much Patriot power up front, and it's a three-game sweep for Pequot Lakes. Pioneers now 2-5 on the season. They return to Central Minnesota Conference action. That'll be Thursday night. And that's when the two-time defending Class AA champion, albeit a whole new lineup out there for Coach Marty Keeble and squad, the Irish of Maple Lake, are in town. Next game for Pequot Lakes, they return home here. Crosby Ironton comes here. The Rangers will face the Patriots in the next game for Pequot. So that'll do it for us here tonight. We'll see you back here on Thursday on You Are There Sports, as it's a three-game sweep tonight in favor of Pequot Lakes. Again, 25-17, 25-18, 25-18. So we head back home with the final 3-0 Pequot Lakes. Thanks for listening. We'll see you Thursday when the Pioneers and Irish square off at the MAC on You Are There Sports. We'll be right back.